Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is your brother Elohim. This is Wednesday. We're on another journey through politics. It's 8-9-2023. We're going to play our national anthem for you. This is Elohim for our tribe. Greetings, it's your brother Elohim. We're on another journey through the political world. Boy, topic of the day, should we ask a question that should never even have to be asked, but it should. Well, that's our topic for today. First of all, I'd like to thank Source Energy for my birthing guide. We're talking Psalm 82:6, and backed up by John 10:34, King James Version. My birthing guide for James and Sarah. And I would like to thank my God, Sarah, for going through the pain of baptizing me to make me a holy person. Okay, we're talking about Luke 2:23. As written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. Okay, so we are holy beings. This is something that we have to get used to. When we're dealing with that, we're one of the gods of the Bible. We're letting you know. And we're dealing with the thought process of God that's in the Bible. For those of you who have been functioning as men and women for 200 years, there's a transition that you need to make into your godhood. This is what Yahshua was talking about, and this is where we're going. We are a Bible-based group. And we also follow the teachings of the Quran scriptures, okay? If you don't know about that, you haven't heard about it, you can go down to Amazon, Quran scriptures, Bible 2.0, look it up, get a copy, and you'd be amazed at what you will learn from that book, okay? That book tells you how everything was made, how fabric of space was made, how black holes was made, how... dark matter came into existence. All this stuff is in that book, okay? And it's not a big book. It's only about 140 pages. You don't need a, well, we're not scholars, so we're not giving you a whole lot of double talk. We're not going to make you listen for an hour. Just get 10 minutes worth of information. That's not what we're about, okay? We want you to have the information. We want you to get it, okay? Now, let's talk about love for a minute. I always like to talk about love, first off, because without love, without the knowledge of love, we have trouble with our groups, trouble with our homes, trouble with our children, trouble with everybody, because we don't actually know what love is. Love is an action word. Love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? Although it's tricky, because some things that make others feel good is a terrible concept, okay? Since we're doing politics today, so we're going to be talking about things that are related to the political arena. First of all, you have people, we're talking about love for 1 minute, you have people that don't think everybody should be free. And you have people that think that everybody should be free. Hence, that's what the Civil War was talking about. Some people felt as though that everybody should be free, and some people felt as though only some people should be free. And we're in the process of still fighting the Civil War politically. The ones that don't think everybody should be free during the Civil War, they lost physically. They lost the physical battle. Okay? Now, the ones that think everybody should be free, we won the physical battle. But now what the losers began to engage in the Civil War through politics. That's what's going on right now. For those of you who don't understand why they're doing what they're doing out there, so-called Republicans, because the ones that don't think everybody should be free have taken over the Republican Party. And right now, they're trying to control who does what, when, where, and how. That's what's going on. That's why we say knowing what love is very tricky. Because sometimes you make a person feel good because of their political ideology, if we want to go there. It's just awful. Because like I said, they don't think everybody should be free. And if you have a person that don't think everybody should be free, to make them feel good, that's a stretch. Because it's difficult. They're only feeling good when somebody else is miserable. That's the problem with that. Because once you learn the truth and you know what the truth is, then your whole thought process begins to change. All right. So we're going to go through that right quick. What is the truth? Now, as I was coming up, it was told to me that the truth never changes and is always the same. No matter what time, past, present, future, the truth never changes, it's always the same. So the question is, do you know what that is? See, once you know what that is, you can begin adjusting your thought process and begin to see more than you can see right now. The truth is what you see and what you have done in your lifetime. That's what the truth is. And it's the same for everybody. Why is that the truth? Because you were there, you witnessed it, you've done it, you walked through it. This is your journey. Each person's journey is their truth. That's what makes the difference in a conscious society. You know that what Harry went through is not your truth. This is Harry's story. But you can't get mad at Harry for whatever his story is unless Harry's story has something to do with your journey. Like politics, the guy that lied his way about every doggone thing, who he was, what schools he went to, every doggone thing. And he's still there trying to make decisions for us. He's a straight up liar. So he lied about his journey. So his truth, he didn't give his truth. He gave us a bunch of lies for his truth. And that's why the truth is so important, because it's about what the person has done, what their journey is, and how they've affected the people around them on their journey. All this is about the truth. So when somebody tell you, what's the truth of George Washington? Look at what he did. Look at his journey. That's his truth. George Washington wasn't a good person, okay, based on his journey, okay? Not what people say out of him, say out of his face, what he say out of his face, the comments that he made, the thought process that he's going through, the love that he's showing to the people around him, okay? When I say around him, I'm not just talking about your friends and all that and the people that's in the same tribe that you are, like if you're all white, if you're in a white tribe. I'm not just saying to the people that's in your tribe, but to the people that's in all the five tribes, how you treating them, what you think about them, all that. That determines whether you're a good person or not, right? Not the color of your skin is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the context of your character, which was coined by Marlon King. And so this is where we're going right now. We really want to talk about what the truth is. Now, I'll give you another example of the truth. If I'm going to New York, right, I catch the Greyhound bus to go to New York. I didn't set up the Greyhound. I didn't make the Greyhound. I don't own the Greyhound. That's not my journey. That's not my truth. That was somebody else's journey who set up the Greyhound bus system. That's their truth, not mine, okay? So I use their truth, pay them for their service, get on the bus, and go to New York. Once I get to New York, since the Greyhound is not my journey, I get off, then I catch a cab, which is somebody else's journey, somebody else's truth. So I'm using different people's truths, different on what they have accomplished in their journey to take me on my journey, to help me with where I'm going. Now, if I decide that I want to actually set up a bus service, then I'm going to find some books written by whoever started Greyhound and see if I can learn how to, get information on how to set up a bus service. Now, I'm using somebody else's truth. So you pay people for their truth. That's why your life story is so important. Okay, I used to wonder why they made people do diaries when we were little. But that's to get you used to writing your story down so that you can know what you did on your journey. Because some of the things when you get older, you're not going to forget. 50 years from now, you're not going to forget what you did. You're not going to remember what you did. A lot of things are going to be, you're not going to remember. So it's better to, on your journey, to begin writing things down. And that's what that's what they call the scientific methodology, when you're writing things down based on what your journey is. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay? Now, today, we're talking about politics. See, so politics is the art of compromise. Now, the thing that's on the board right now is, should we vote? Now, you have to think about why everything was set up the way it is, okay? Now, like I said, we come from a biblical perspective. So when we talk, we're talking from a biblical perspective, okay? And we kind of want you to understand that the information that was given to us by our ancestors is very important, very powerful. Sometimes we might disagree with what they say, but you have to realize that what they have done on their journey is very important, because they've done some things in their journey that could really enhance your life, okay? And I think that I had a little trouble with the battery here. Just hold on for it. Just give me a minute here. Sorry for the empty space. But I had a problem with the laptop, and I had to straighten it out right quick so I can continue the broadcast. So we have to be mindful of what a person has done on their journey. And that's what this is all about. Now, see, now, during the time of Yeshua, and we call Jesus, they didn't have a system, or they didn't know about a system that was available to them, whereas they could set up a democracy where the people could actually run the government. This is what Yeshua was alluding to in some of his speeches, some of the things that he's saying, you know, some of the things that he was doing. But they didn't have a democratic process during that time that they knew of. There was one here, because in the Americas, they had democracy set up in America. Yes, this was thousands of years ago. They had democracy floating around in America, but we didn't know it at the time, okay? And where they're teaching it in school, they're teaching as if it's a new thing that the white tribe started, but that's not true. They're changing history to make them seem like they have done everything and everything come through them, but that's not true. They started stealing people's information, stealing concepts and what people were doing, and putting it into their own groups to enhance what they were doing. But they need to give people credit for where this information is coming from. And yes, the indigenous people in the Americas had a political system. They had a democracy. They were working under a democracy, okay? So we can't say that, oh, Lord, George Washington set up democracy. No, they did not. George Washington set up nothing. They were Bretonians who were, George Washington was a lawyer, okay? And he got control over the military. He did a military coup. I'm not going to go through the whole story. I just want to just go through some of the things that was done on his journey. He did a military coup, stole the doggone country, changed the name, from the Congress to, it was already called, we were already in America. This was the America. During that time, the Americas, it was a global empire set up in the Americas, going into Canada, Brazil. It was quite a large empire set up here. It was run a little different than what the white colonists had in mind, but most of the concepts that they were using came from people that they were attacking and trying to kill. it's amazing how this whole thing set up. But the topic of the day is, should we vote? See, the concept that we have been playing with, trying to make right for the longest, is for the people to run the government themselves. This is what democracy is all about. Democracy is about the people running the government. George Washington didn't want the people to run the government. So they switched from a democracy to a republic. They changed it into a republic, but it was first a democracy. That's what it was. But the people had some say over what these doggone leaders were doing. Hence, we have the Constitution. The Constitution was set up, I'm saying this again, the Constitution was really set up to protect the people from the leaders. Because the leaders, they have a tendency to go crazy. They get this this thoughts of grandeur, and they think that can't nobody run nothing but them. And that's not true. You have quite a few people that can run the government that haven't been to the college institutions, and they can run government without a problem. You got a lot of smart people out here. They just don't have the money or the time to sit through these institutional places to get their little degrees and stuff that cost so much money these days, you know. Tuition, $10,000, $20,000 to get started. And a lot of people don't have that. So when the government was set up, they set it up so that the people could have some say. People are doing and who is doing the leading for their group, for their area, you know. Now, I like to go in this direction because it explains what's going on and why everything don't make sense. We're trying to help you make it make sense, okay? The vote is the people power. They've got it set up so that basically that's the only power that you have, and that's powerful because you can put people in these offices, in these positions, to do right by the people, by all five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. This is what we're talking about. This is what we need to see happen. We need somebody in office that's there for all the people, not just blue, red, and green states or whatever states, wherever colors they're calling the states out there. But we need somebody, like I said, like Biden be saying, once he get elected, he's the president of the United States, not just one state. A state that he's from, but he's president for everybody. And this is why it's important, why your vote is so important, because you have the opportunity to run the government. Now, you got two governments. When you get into the Constitution, you got two governments. You got the federal government, and you got the government, which is the states. You got state government and federal government, okay? Government is to give the people more control over the immediate areas. Okay, the federal government is to give Britain some control over the authority of the government. That's why we don't know it, but the United States is a colony of Britain. Let's go read the Treaty of 1812 and you see what I'm talking about. So that's why the two governments are here. One is for Britain to, for Britain, under Britain's control, basically. Or we talk about the hidden hand, you know. when you talk about the puppet masters, a lot of people don't understand when they be talking about the deep state. Because you don't understand what they're talking about. They're talking about the hidden hand that's running things for the behest or at the behest of Britain. Okay, this is a colony of Britain. I'm just letting you know. I'm just throwing it out there. You can check it for yourself. Okay? I threw out some questions at the last Wednesday on Political Day that I thought you might go and start asking who's who and what's what. But like I said, we're a Bible-based group. The Bible is a very powerful book. For those of you who know how to read, They took the Bible and conquered the known world. That's what they did. Going back from Constantine all the way through to the Bretonians. And everything that's going on around the world is basically based on the Bible. Even under the Islamic cultures, it's still based on the Bible. This is what I want you to understand, because they want to keep you functioning. They want to keep you functioning as men and women. That's the key to the 1% success. That's the key to the puppet master's success in the Bible. That's the key to everything. Because in the Bible, men and women are children, okay? Since in the beginning, let us make men and women. They didn't say let us make more gods. Let us make men and women. Becoming a god is a transitional event when you get 12 or 13. That's when you begin transitioning into your godhood. So these teenagers actually look crazy. No, they're transitioning into God. And see, and the problem is we have a screwed up concept as to what God is. I'm saying it almost every show, so that it eventually maybe it will begin to sink in. But it's right there. A lot of times these are not my thoughts. It's right there in the Bible. But it's the third thought process that they stay away from, because they don't want you to go here. Because if you go into that third thought process, you look at these guys, these $5 million houses and jets, and people around the corner sleeping on the street. Something's wrong with this thought process. Something's wrong with what we're doing. Okay, they're not held accountable because they were sent by God to do this stuff. So when you want something, you got to go to God to get it. But when they want something, they go to you. Cliff O'Donnell wanted a jet. He didn't ask Jesus to bring him a jet down here. He said he wanted everybody to give up $300 a piece so he can go get him a jet. Okay? He didn't say, Jesus, bring me a jet over here, Jesus. No, he didn't say that, because that's not how it works. You know what I mean? And Jesus is telling you in John 10:23, I said that you're all gods. He's telling you. I keep going this way because you need to know who you're sitting next to. You're not sitting next to a child, a man or a woman. This is the problem that we have now. And we've always had this problem with those labels of men and women, you know? 70 years ago, I declared that, how did Constantine say, all men are created equal. And what do you need the 14th Amendment for if all men are created equal? Now we have to, what is a man? Now we're going back to the Constitution of what is a man. They don't think this person is a man. They don't think that person is a man. We have to deal with what the word person means. Look up, go in the Black's Law Dictionary. Look up the word person. How they use the word person in the Constitution. You know, you have to start breaking this stuff down. You have to study about what you're under and what's governing you, what rules are governing you, okay? There's only one law, okay? One law, that's it. And that law is reap what you sow. Everything else is commandments from that law. Well, love the Lord your God with all your heart. You know, thou shalt not sleep with the neighbor's wife. Well, you don't want anybody sleeping with your wife. Don't sleep with theirs. Thou shalt not steal. You want somebody stealing your stuff? Don't steal their stuff, okay? We're making bombs for people. People making bombs for us. You're going to reap what you sow. You follow what I'm saying? And they're fighting as hard as they can to keep some of the wickedness that they have done. I'm talking about the white tribe now. That they have done from coming back at them. Because they're still in charge right now. Their time is up. I'm telling you, white tribe right now. Recognize that your time is up. And you need to work with all the other four tribes. If this planet, or the planet, you ain't gonna be able to see the planet. If the surface of the planet is going to survive, okay? If the surface of the planet goes away, you go away. All right? I know you're trying to get off this planet as fast as you can and go someplace else, but you ain't got there yet. No, you have not gotten there yet. So you need to work with all the five tribes need to work together to change this thing. And the only way that's going to happen is that you have to deal with things you have to deal with things from an equal thought process, you know? Who can be equal to me? I'm a superior being. you know? You ain't superior to nobody on the planet. You're dumbing people down with the evolutionary concept. I'm just throwing this stuff out there so you can hear it. You're dumbing people down with the evolutionary process, okay? And you can't prove evolution. You can't prove that. If there was evolution, if people that have done things 2,000 years ago, we'd be able to do today. How they can do stuff 2,000 years ago that we can't do today? Where's evolution at? The whole thing don't make sense, okay? And the way you're giving white tribe credit for things, once you become a thinker, it don't make sense. You got a guy flying a kite. You give him credit for electricity. But you have people 2,000 years ago with a bad pad battery and who was who had machines that was making clothes run off electricity and everything else. But you give this guy credit for electricity. See, this white tribe setting up lies about people's journey, okay? That's what's going on. They can't give him credit for the first person to discover electricity when people was using electricity for thousands of years. Indians was using it. So I'm talking about the India from India, not the so-called American Indian. They were using electricity almost 1,000 years ago. So there's a lot going on that they're not telling you because of the political arena that we're in. But the things that you must understand, what you must understand is that we're supposed to be here to monitor and maintain the Milky Way galaxy. That's why you're here, okay? This is what you're being baptized for, to come into the kingdom. Wait a minute, brother. What are you talking about? It says in the Bible, I'm going to keep throwing the Bible at you because you need to deal with this third thought process, the thought process of God. I'm one of the gods of the Bible. Now, I can't snap my fingers at Kung Fu Kung and the dog on planet and the mountains fall down. That's Santa Claus type of God that they gave you, okay? The Bible tells you what a God is. You know right from wrong. You have a strong imagination and you're a designer. That's what a God is. And you think about what we're doing out here. We have strong imagination. We know right from wrong. And everything that you're using has been designed by us. It's been designed by you, everything. That's who God is, you know? But the thing is, God functions under the law. There's only one law. That law is reap what you sow, okay? You don't do anything to anybody that you do not want done to you. That's the law of reap what you sow. And you can't break a law. You can't break a law. You see what I'm saying? That's why reap what you sow is a law. Because if you do something, it's going to come back to you. If you do wickedness, that wickedness is going to return to you. So you can't break the law. You can't, you know, and those who try to break the law, that's what we call corruption. That's what we call evil. When you do something to somebody and you set your military up so that they can't do it to you, we came in here and took the land from Mexico, put a border up there, and set up our military so Mexico can't get their land back. That's corruption. That's evil. That's wicked. We did it all over the planet. Somebody asked me, yo, man, if he's president, would you increase the military budget? I say, yeah. I'd double the military budget. Well, why would you do that? You look, we've been stealing people's stuff all over the planet. You don't think people want their stuff back? If we didn't have this military might, the people would make us reap what we sowed. We would, you know, you don't think Mexico would love to have Texas and California back. You follow what I'm saying? But once we took it from them, we kept our military strong enough so that they can't get it back. That's what's going on. That's corruption. See what I'm saying? See, children, men and women, they create these borders. That's what a war is all about. But this is mine now. Mine. When the planet belongs to everybody. Once you come in with the thought process of God, okay, and you're dealing with the five tribes, whatever color you are, look at your hand, whatever color that is, you represent 1/6 of the world's population. Your color is all over the planet. So really, there's no borders for you, because wherever you can go anywhere on the planet and find somebody that's your color. You feel where I'm coming from? And when you look at history from a five tribes point of view, you'll see that each tribe has had 2,000 years to rule. And you can look at the Jet Black brothers and sisters. They had the first, they were the first ones to rule, straight up. And you can look at the hieroglyphics and what they left and the monuments and the statues. You can see that they were the first ones to rule. Then the brown tribe came in. The Bible explains that with the Hyksos and the rebellion. That was the brown tribe rebelling against the black tribe. That's what was going on. And it states it right in the hieroglyphics. You can see the, where the Jet Black brothers are over the brown brothers. It's right on the hieroglyphics. They painted it, they put it right on the wall. So you can see. You ain't got to read it. You just look at the picture and see it. You know? That's what's going on. And then now we have the Redskins. Okay? The Red Tribe. That was the Americans. That was the Red Tribe. They came here, they conquered the Americans. Okay? Now Columbus wasn't the first white boy here. You know? The Spanish came here first, beating up on the Mayans. Because they could, because they had it like that, you know. I'm just saying, we're talking politics now. I'm giving you an idea of what's going on globally, what's going on globally around the planet, okay? Each tribe has committed atrocities against the other tribe. Black tribe committed atrocities against the brown tribe. Brown tribe committed atrocities against the red tribe. The red tribe committed atrocities against the yellow tribe. The yellow tribe committed atrocities against the white tribe. This is what was going on, okay? Now the white tribe is in control. They're committing atrocities against all the other four tribes. And it's a vicious cycle. The cycle has to stop. But the thought process has to change if this is going to stop. That person sitting next to you, that person that you walk by sleeping on the street, they're one of the gods of the Bible. And the potential for each individual on this planet is absolutely off the charts. But the thought process that they're under won't allow them to achieve things because they don't think they can do it. They say, oh, man can't fly. It was for man to fly, God would have gave man wings. Okay. Have you heard that before? Now, we're not following that thought process because we're flying like crazy. Now, man can't fly. But God can fly. God is a designer. God can design planes and jets. The planet can't hold us. Nothing can hold us. We got the we can come up with the type of technology that we can literally build stuff to live on the sun. Oh, brother, you create, yeah, right. We can come up with stuff that we can literally live on the sun, I said, you know? Because we got it like that. One member of the white tribe, he had a nice thought. I don't know if it was his thought or not, but first time I heard it, it was given by them. A lot of thoughts that we're getting from the white tribe, but it's not really their, all of them not their thoughts. They're claiming thoughts are not there. And they call it what they call it, a Dyson sphere, where you can take energy from the sun. That's a great thought process. I don't know if it's his or not, but that's a great thought process. See what I'm saying? I have to talk to him. I don't know who he is or where he's at. But when we have to find out whether it's his, and I have to ask him, yo, man, where'd you get that thought from? That thought from? I can't say it's not his, and I can't say it is his. But he introduced it, so there it is. See what I'm saying? But right now, what I'd like to do is introduce one of the, play one of the songs off the album. We only got about 19 minutes left. Time moved by so fast. But I would like to play one of the songs off the album. It's called Jesus Come See About Your Baby. Yes, sir. Jesus, come see about your baby. I kind of like that song. That's one of my favorites. Also, now let's get back on the journey through the political arena. Now, Well, we got about 13 minutes left, so we're going to get into better politics. Let's get into today's politics. I'd like to talk about yesterday's politics and why things are happening the way they're happening, so you can understand what's going on. You have people that think everybody should be free and we should be equal. You have people that think the opposite. Everybody shouldn't be free and everybody's not equal. This is what the political arena is all about right now. The people who are fighting for equality for everybody and the people who don't think everybody should have equality. That's what's going on. So coming from a biblical point of view, okay, sorry, this is where I live at. It's written in your law that you are all God. This is a quote from Jesus, okay? John 10:23, that's a quote from Jesus. Psalm 82 in the book of Psalms says, you are all God, children of the Most High. I went to a funeral a few days ago. My nephew, 40-something years old, okay? Never knew who he was. Praying to something outside of himself when he's supposed to be getting what he needs from the gods around him, okay? And you get into these scriptures, the Quran, the Bible, Bhagavad Gita, all of them. You get into these scriptures, and you're reading them as men and women, and you stay in those same scriptures for 30, 40 years, not transitioning to the next level. What is the next level? The next level is where you don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't steal, okay? You don't do anything to anybody that you don't want done to you, okay? You follow the law of the cosmos, which is reap what you sow. That's the next level. When you transition into God, that's where you live at. Why is that so dangerous for the 1%? Oh, it's very dangerous for the 1%. When I say 1%, I'm dealing with all five tribes. All five tribes got their 1%. Why is that dangerous? You don't lie, okay? You don't cheat. Boy, you don't be out there gambling. No fornication. No adultery. None of this stuff, because you're not doing anything to anybody that you don't want done to you, okay? This is what the law of reap what you sow is all about. Okay? And according to the Bible, Genesis 1:29, I've given you herbs and seed bearing plants for meat. This was the diet that was given to God right from the beginning. Wait a minute. How can you say that was the diet given to God right from the beginning? It was given to Adam and Eve. Read your book. In the garden, so that they eat from this tree, they will become gods like one of us. Did they eat from the tree? Yes, they did. They became gods like one of us. Okay? Read your book. There's a thought process there. Okay? But they're keeping you away from that thought process. They don't want you to know. Well, you know, Moses was no god. Yeah. Jehovah made Moses a god. Aaron was a prophet. Okay? And you wonder why a lot of the stuff that's in the Bible matches up to what's coming out of Kemet. Okay, the first five books of Moses. Moses, most of his life, he studied in Kemet. He didn't even know the language that well. That's why Aaron became the prophet, the spokesperson. Aaron was the spokesperson. Aaron was the prophet. Okay? Moses became a god. I'm going to make you a god over Egypt, and Aaron's going to be your prophet. That's what the book says. I'm not trying to explain the book. I'm just telling you what it says. I don't know if I can tell you what Moses meant. I have to talk to Moses. Can't do that. Moses ain't here. All right? So there's something called a Christ consciousness that everybody can plug into and get information directly from Christ. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I'm telling you. You can get the information directly from the Christ consciousness. Any question that you ask, you're knocking on the door, you're going to get an answer to it. You might not like the answer, but you're going to get an answer to it. And that's what's up. Okay? This is why we come from a biblical thought process, because we recognize that we are the gods of the Bible. And we recognize that you are too. John 10:23, we keep saying this over and over because we want you to upgrade. We want you to make a transition. All you transvestites or whatever you're calling yourself out there, you're not supposed to be transitioning from men to women and from women to men. You're going from one child thought process to another. You're supposed to be transitioning into God, okay? So that you think, well, wait a minute. If I got three legs, okay, I'm dealing with a person that's got two legs. There's a purpose for that. Why is there a purpose for that? You set it up. You made it. You're one of the gods of the Bible. Why did you make it so that so that you have the yin and yang? You have two sides. Okay? Purpose. When the two sides come together, you have power. Take a battery. Take a negative pole off, your car won't start. Take the positive pole off, car won't start. Put them both on there, you got power. The car cranks up. You got a man and a man, ain't no babies coming out of there. A woman and a woman, ain't no babies coming out of there. You put a man and a woman together, the two sides, you got power. Babies coming out of there. What's so important about having the babies? Your genetic markers are passed on to the next generation. Each generation is smarter than the last. That's how it was designed. It's not an evolutionary thing. It was designed like that. Okay? And if something's going wrong, we're designed to adapt, to make it better, to make everything better. Look, I know we're talking about politics, but we want you to see who you are. The political arena is not going to be great unless you know who you are. When you look at those politicians up there in Congress and the Supreme Court and all these doggone people, think about it for a minute. They act just like teenagers. They're acting like children. Okay? Once you transition into your godhood, you can see these children acting like children. Call themselves men and women. That's what they are. Children. Okay? Children. If you rationalize and think things out, so you have to get control over who you are. There's only one emotion triggered by whatever thought process you put on it. Back in the day when I was young, you get beat up, just you step on somebody's blue suede shoes, you're in trouble. They will whip your butt. Okay? You made a song about it. Don't step on my blue suede shoes. You put emotion behind the thought that you're given. And you're given thoughts from a child, from when you're 1 and 2 years old. You're given an emotional thought process of what God is. They call him Santa Claus. Knows what you're thinking. When you're sleeping, when you're good, and when you're awake. So be good for goodness sake. I don't remember the words. It's been so long. But this is a guy floating around one day and putting toys on everybody's chimney. Think about this thought process that you're giving your children. And with that thought process, you transition into Jesus. You transition into the Jesus concept, where Jesus is the almighty, all-powerful, everything. And Jesus never said that about himself. Okay? He never said that. You just read your book. And he never said that he did things that you can't do. He never said that either. He kept telling you that you can do what he did. He said you can do more than what he did, greater works than I did you can do. Oh, my goodness. That sounds like a very humble person. That don't sound like a person who wants you to worship them. Although he did tell a lady that when she was depressed and feeling all bad. He said, oh, booby. He that believeth on me, though he die, believeth in me, though he die, he will live again. But when he's talking to the people who are ready to make a transition into God, what did he say? Verily, verily, I say unto you, who that believeth on me. When they say in me, they're talking worship. When they say on me, they're talking learning and being like. learning about the man's journey so that you can be like him. If you like his journey, you want to go where he went, okay, then follow his journey. But you have to understand it's not your journey. It's his journey. Learn from his journey and incorporate it into your own journey. That's what you do. If there were more people who were following the journey of Jesus Christ, this whole thing would be better. Jesus Christ wasn't a racist. He wasn't president. So how can you say you're following Jesus Christ's journey and you're a racist and you don't want equality for everybody? Okay? When you discriminate against one person or somebody else. You had a Roman that walked up to Jesus and said, look, man, one of my guys is sick. I want you to come help him out. Hey, Jesus had no problem. Even though he was a Roman, he knew the Romans out there trying to kill him. He had no problem. He went to help his man out. Okay? He helped his man out, cured his man. This is the type of mindset that was then the guy you're calling Jesus. See, this is who he was. Jesus was a God. Yes, he was. He said he was. Okay? He said he was a God. But he said you are too. That's why they stay away from that particular passage, because they don't want you to make that transition into who you really are. Once you get into that thought process, everything changes. You got to come out of the Santa Claus type of worship. Okay? They telling you what Allah does and Allah's a church and sustain all the worlds. How do you verify that, man? How do you verify that? And who is this Allah that you can check his journey? But you can verify his journey. Well, we're almost out of time. I got about 50 seconds here. So, look, this is Elohim Five Tribes. Okay? The book on the market is Tyrannical Scriptures Bible 2.0. I suggest you get it. It's a very good read. Okay? And remember, love is the act that the government feel good. Okay? I have walked today. I have on my journey today, all that I have done, I eagerly embraced, is coming back to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. I have not done anything today that I don't want to come back to me. That's the thought process of you in the morning. It's the thought process of you in the evening. Have you done things to somebody that you don't want done to you? Make sure you don't do that. If you help somebody out there, when you pass somebody on the street, I don't care if they're out there scamming or whatever. Give them a dollar. Give them a dollar or two. You don't know if they're scamming or not. You don't know what their journey is all about. And for them to be out there, even though they're scamming, what process are they under to be out there? You know? But your thought process is that you'd rather be the person giving than the person out there asking. That's what I'm saying, okay? It's your brother Elohim signing off. Much love, guys.